Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and right now we have the pleasure of chatting to psychic Alison Maiden. For more information, go to the website alisonmaiden.com to find out when she's in your neck of the woods next. Upcoming shows include Bunbury on the 19th of July, Busselton on the 20th of July, Kalgoorlie 24th, and in Perth on the 28th. And joins us now, hello.
You did it so well, Alan.
Thank you. I'm like a just get it out of the way and just bang it out. There it is, guys. There's all the information you need. Then they don't ask me anymore. Now, we need to talk to you about the Devil Comet.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried, Alison. What's going on with that? Doesn't sound good.
Well, back in the day, you know, when they thought a chicken crossing the road was meant to be like a terrible omen, they did believe that all the comets were coming through that were, you know, bringing disaster, but this actually does.
Oh, wow.
We might be in a little bit of trouble, guys, just from previous history. Plus, we have a solar eclipse on April 8th, so that just adds to all this energy. This guy's coming through, and he comes through Pisces, past Andromeda, through Pisces, and then into Aries, which is the big problem, because Aries is the, like, the big war, you know, destruction type of energy. So from April through to June, we are have disruption. But just really quickly, the last time this guy came through in 1954, there were some major floods in China. Remember those big floods that happened in China?
In 1954? I wasn't around.
I was busy.
Yeah, I thought, well, you know, showing my age. Krakatoa went off in 1883, the time before that. And then the time before that, the Civil War in America, and there was a massive earthquake that went right the way through Mississippi and killed 50,000 people or something.
So, Alison, you know, I'm a warrior.
I know, but I'm just laying it out there for you guys. But do you know what I reckon will happen? There's going to be a major upheaval, and I think there might be the announcement of a death of a monarch or a leader in the world. I think that there's going to be something big happen.
What date is that?
Between April and June, I think there will be an announcement. It'll be a sudden thing. It's not going to be – no, we know that they're all sick at the minute, but – there's going to be a something happen, I feel.
If you want
to know more, I've got on my YouTube channel, I'm doing this like a special on all this energy this month. So if you want to know more, go on there. Free content. You go.
Alison.
That's scary. Well, you were right about the Queen. I'm scared. It's not Charles, is it?
You know, like, yeah, no.
I like Charles. I've got a bit of a soft spot for him.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I didn't like the Diana situation.
No one did. No one liked the Diana situation.
You're just so sweet, Carly.
Yeah. You're going to be okay, Alison.
Oh, we don't need to know that. I like the idea of keeping it vague. Wow. Okay.
That's so a lot to take
there
in.
There is a little bit to take away from that one. Yeah, wow. Okay.
You asked the question, guys.
I think next week I'll be asking what your favourite ice cream flavour is, to be honest. Might keep it a bit lighter on the show. With that in mind, with these turbulent times are coming, 131060 is the number to call if you've got some questions for Alison Maiden. Rebecca in Bunbury, your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Hi, Alison. Just wondering if you see anything happening in my love life.
Oh.
Okay. Just really a lot of erratic energy around you at the moment, sweetie. So you need to sort of, like, calm it down a bit.
Yep.
Have you had someone from your past trying to contact you?
No.
Mm. Right, well, that's coming up, and I would say run the other way very quickly. this is not a good look, all right?
To be fair, from the past, they never really are good, are they? They never come back like, oh, by the way, I won Lotto and I still love you. Like, that never happens.
It depends. But yeah, within the next couple of months, I would say by about August, you do have a guy coming in, quite fair hair, blue eyes, wears his hair really short, like can shave it like quite short. And he would have been a traveller, so he's coming to you from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel that base may be on the opposite side of the country, so we could be looking at coming from Queensland to over to WA. This is like this a long-term relationship for you. The guy's also got a fairly strong accent, so he may originally be from overseas. But I just feel that he's really good for you. But you, darling, need to get tidied up first. Get rid of anything from the past. Don't take anyone on that's going to drag you down. And just make sure when you do move into this new relationship that you are leaving all the past behind. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, Rebecca, a bit of homework for you. Let's go to Kylie in Bridgetown. Your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Hi. Hello?
Yeah, gotcha.
Hello?
Yeah, we got
Hi.
You, Kylie. Go for it.
Awesome. I'm just wondering, I'm studying at the moment and I'm planning on doing nursing. I just want to ask, is that something that you see me doing?
Alison, I'll take this one. Yeah, absolutely. We need nurses. Carly, right?
I agree. I think that's a great path. Yeah, a very great helpful path. One.
Yeah, well done. All right, next question. No, Alison, we'll let you do a reading.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, darling, can I just ask you, do you have a Joe around you?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. There's some in the spirit world that really wants to get through to Joe. And
yep.
I'm just getting this feeling there's a lot of confusion, unhappiness, and a bit of heart pain. I mean, it's heartache. So just rest assured that everything is going to be okay, and that everything will be in the next 7 weeks, they're telling me, in the next 7 weeks, everything's going to settle down. Getting back to you, yes, I know there's a bit of confusion around this, but I feel that you're going to stabilize once you're through your nursing degree, and you're going to be moving out of medicine itself, but more into a specialized area. So the nursing degree will be the basis of what you're doing for your future path. And I can tell you, when you do reach your future path, the pinnacle of it, you're going to be earning so much money. You know, I would suggest that maybe you do like a, I don't know, injectables course or something, because I can just see you being really well off from this. But I think this is a step to a very good career. So keep going.
Thank you.
Okay, Carly, remember me and give me a loan when I need it. And to wrap it up, let's go to Catherine in Australia. Your question for psychic Alison Maiden.
Hey, Alison, I was just inquiring. I've just made a huge move. Is it going to be worth it and safe?
I love that. You sound like a radio announcer then, by the way, Catherine, and I loved it. Very self-contained, little bit of it. I love that. It was great. Great stuff.
Are you offering her a job? Because that's what she needs. So.
Oh, God. I don't have that power, but sure.
All right, sweetheart. I'm only kidding. Let's have a look. All right, yes, there has been a lot of worries behind you now, moving forward into this new life. The dark-haired man with you at the moment?
Oh, no.
Well, coming in. And lots of happiness and, let's just say, rompy-pompy around that one, because it looks very inviting indeed. You're going to have a wonderful time. So, yes, you've made the right move, darling. Absolutely, 100%.
Jeez, yep. Catherine, sounds like a lot of movement happening. All right, we'll leave it there. There you go. Thank you, Alison.
Congratulations, Catherine.
Yep, memorable chat as always. Alison, thank you so much for your time today.
See you next week, guys.
See you next week.